You ever call it a closed press?
No.
What if you have one of these things you can usually buy from Sears Roebuck or Montgomery Ward that you can move around and hang your clothes in? You make any? Well, they're usually all made of light flyboard or beaver board. You can move them around from one part of the room to the other.
Well, I don't know what you mean, but I'd still just call them closed clothes closets.
You still just call them closed closets, okay. Well, what about, you probably have an upstairs, above the upstairs floor, what part of the house do you call that?
Call it an attic.
Call it the attic. You ever call it a garret?
Or no.
Sky parlor? How would you place where you do your cooking call what?
Call that kitchen.
Ever call it a cook room?
No.
Cook house?
No, this kitchen.
This kitchen. And what about the little room where you store groceries? Sometimes. A little room maybe off the kitchen or next
How's
to the
that?
Kitchen. A little room next to the kitchen or where you store.
Oh, I call that a kind of a pantry.
Call it a pantry. Mm-hmm. That's what I call it. You ever call it, do you ever hear the word buttery used around here?
No.
What about the big piece of furniture in your bedroom that you usually keep your clothes in? What do you call that?
Well, I call them dresser.
Call them dresser. You ever call it a chest of drawers? Bureau?
Bureau.
What do you call it, either a dresser?
Bureau or dresser.
If it had a mirror over it, would you make any still call it a dresser?
Well, sometimes. That might be a washstand, because a washstand thing has no mirror on.
Uh-huh. Well, in the morning, when your wife is getting things cleaned up around the house, making the beds and sweeping the floor, generally dusting and what do you say?
I'd say she cleaned the house.
Cleaning the house? Cleaning up?
Cleaned up the house.
You ever use the word tidy up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, use that sometimes. You ever say she rids up?
You what?
She rids up. Never hear that. And what do you call a thing that she sweeps with? Yeah, no,
what?
Not the electric one, but the other thing that she
uses. Broom.
And do you have different kinds of brooms?
No, I don't think she has. That's the broom and the mop.
What about the thing you use to brush your clothes off with?
Well, that's a clothes brush.
You never call that a whisk broom? You'd call it a clothes brush. Or either one.
Either one.
Now, who usually does the laundry? Or, say, what does your wife do on Monday usually?
I don't understand you. I'm hard of hearing.